Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Boland, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
A lot of people are traveling over this holiday weekend. A lot of people more than normal for this time of the morning anyway. Quite a few accidents out there. We're following those for you this morning. But we want you to make it to your destination. So we're going to cover some of the roadside survival things for you this morning. And what is the most common reason for vehicle breakdowns? The answer to this question is, we'll start with Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires, because they say 75% are tire-related problems.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit, and of course the vast majority of those are preventable. I just can't even begin to count how many people come in and say, oh, I've got a tire going down. Okay, well, how long's it been going down? Oh, several weeks, or, you know, I've just been adding air for a couple of months. You know, it's not going to get better. They don't heal themselves. So when you've got a tire getting low, get it fixed. At the very least, you eliminate the chance of yourself being stranded, and best case, you prevent it from getting low where you're not, where you can air it up, and in which case, you end up shredding the tire and buying a new tire when, you know, a no or low cost repair might have solved the issue.
Yeah, usually, sometimes if you can see the tread getting thin, that's a clear sign there. But sometimes you don't see the tread getting thin, and you don't see that it doesn't necessarily look like it's low on pressure, but it is.
Yeah, I mean, to say that you can look at a tire and tell it's low, by the time it's low enough that you can visually see it, it's dangerously underinflated. So if you don't have a tire pressure monitor system, or if you have one that doesn't directly read the tire pressures, you still need a gauge. You still need to check your tires regularly. There are a lot of vehicles out today that have what are called indirect tire pressure monitoring systems, and they use the anti-lock brake sensors to compare wheel speed front to back. The problem with those systems is if all four of the tires are low, they don't give you a warning.
When people purchase new tires, you have an option, I guess, to get free replacement warranty for damaged tires. Do you recommend those?
I mean, you can buy those warranties. Most of them are prorated. Some of them are free replacement for a certain amount of time. It's like any other form of insurance. That's what you're buying, basically, is, you know, I'm betting I'm going to ruin one, and I want someone else to stand the bill.
Yes.
Of course, that's become really America's new standard.
Instead of
in God we trust our money, we probably should, you know, go to Truth in Advertising and put someone else will pay.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
Money. If you're in a situation where, you know, you think your odds of ruining a tire are higher, then, yeah, it makes sense to buy some type of, you know, protection plan to cover them. Just recognize that you're about, depending on the part of the country, about 2 to 2.5% of the tires that come out of service are due to what we call road hazards. You know, you hit something, you picked up a nail and kept driving it instead of getting it fixed. You know, those kinds of things. And again, the majority of those, vast majority of those are repairable. And if you just get them fixed up front, you know, you're a lot less likely to ruin the tire. Tens of thousands over the years I've been in the business of tires that simply had a nail or a screw in them and would have been perfectly safely repairable to put back into service that are ruined because they've been run low until the point the inner liner starts breaking down, cord starts coming out on the inside. And I mean, you just hate going to the customer going, hey, you know, I could have patched this if you hadn't kept running it. And now it's ruined. And instead of a, you know, a $10 flat repair or a no-cost flat repair if you bought them from us, now you're looking at buying a new tire.
Yeah, that's ugly. Well, anyway, we're going to try to help you make it to your destination here in the next few days because a lot of people are hitting out on the road. They're seeing more people on the road really this weekend than has been in years and years for a holiday weekend.
I mean, gas is fairly reasonable, and we've all, you know, got some optimism now that the economy's turning around and things are trending up. So, yeah. Good day, good weekend to be over the river and through the woods if you just take care on the roads.
Tom Sewell with Tulsa Gas Technologies here as well. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, and another one of the problems that people see out there, this is the remaining 25% after tires, you know, is engine overheating.
Oh, yeah, we see that. People just neglect that. They don't even pay attention. The first indicator, if your heater's not working, you got liquid level problems. There's something going on. And that's a good indicator of you need to pull over and check. But, you know, we check. Just stop by. We'll look at that stuff for you just to make sure you're not going to have a problem. Because liquid level, you've neglected it all summer. Little out, little here, a little there. And now your radiator's low, thermostat's stuck. Now you're boiling over.
Yeah. Another case this week that you saw, we talked about this before, where people, especially fleet vehicles, are out and they're traveling in commercial vehicles, and they got to have all the paperwork ready in case something happens. And you had people coming in this week saying, please help me get this information together so we can travel legally.
I don't know if it's because we're talking about it now. I know enforcement has turned on like it's on extreme right now. If you're a commercial motor vehicle, and that's any pickup that's a one ton and above, or a pickup towing a trailer, and
your own private trailer?
Well, if you're in commerce, technically, if Lloyd's going to a flea market with a trailer, he's a commercial motor vehicle. And so one of the things when they stop you, if you get stopped for any kind of minor violation, they're going to look at your whole rig. And on how you have everything tied down on the trailer, there's actually standards on how you tie things down on a trailer versus weight and the length. If you've got taillights out, if you've got anything wrong in a commercial motor vehicle, there's no breaks, you know, where they just write you a warning and all that stuff. They get the money book out and start giving it to you. And, you know, you pay out the nose when it's a commercial motor vehicle ticket.
You mean wow. I'm going to get tracked every time I tow my trailer?
Yep. Wow. Yeah, and see, if you're they got a new deal called electronic logging. And so we used to write our time in a logbook, a paper logbook. So now if you're a commercial motor vehicle and you've drive farther than 100 miles away from your home base more than 8 times a month, you are considered in the category of electronic logging. And there's a couple people that have variances. You know, utility workers, when they're under emergency, have a variance. Cattle haulers, and then people that drive, they call it towaway service, like if they're towing a brand new vehicle away from a dealership or from the manufacturer, they don't have the logging because they've never been titled yet.
And this new technology is required? You have to buy that and install it in your vehicle then?
Yeah, normally it's not a self-installed deal. Normally you got to have a company install it. We do install them, but then there's monthly fees that you pay from then on once you have it installed. Yeah, it never goes away.
It just never ends, does it? Wow.
Yeah, and then what's really hard, so again, if you get pulled over, now the DOT or the Highway Patrol or whoever pulls you over can ask you for your data on your driving data. And they want to know how long you've been in service, how many miles you drove, where you drove, and you have to give that information to them.
I have seen, big trucks pulled over, and I'm thinking, I bet they're going through all of that stuff that you're talking about. I've seen some on the highways, and I thought, why are they pulled over? I bet they're trying to see if everything's in order there.
Yeah, if you see an unmarked white car behind it or unmarked white Tahoe behind it, that's usually the DOT, and they're giving that guy the riot.
I see. Very good. What's the latest in compressed natural gas? Anything new going on?
There's these two stations that are going in town here right now, so they're building those. Just steady, you know, gas price. I'm fixing to buy my 2019 and 20 gas. And it's actually cheaper than we negotiated for this year's gas. So we're pretty sure gas is not going to change price for a long time as far as CNG.
Yeah, and that's a real plus.
Oh, my gosh.
No matter what kind of vehicle or you know, how you use it, if you use it commercially or you just use it for your own driving.
Tell me what gas is going to be tomorrow, gasoline.
Exactly. This week, it jumped up and down like crazy.
We had the roller coaster.
Yeah, it went up, and now it's gradually going back down. And oil didn't fluctuate that much.
Not
it was
really.
$57, $58 a barrel, and that's pretty much where it is right now, and it stayed there. So it's hard to tell what's going to happen.
It's hard to tell. Supply and demand.
Yeah, it is. Lloyd Boland is here. He is the king of the crankshaft, the guru of the garage.
Good morning, Denver.
The inventor of the PC 41 Plus headlamp restoration kit. That would make a nice stocking stuffer for the weekend.
Yeah, it would.
If you have a car enthusiast or you just have someone that has real fuzzy-looking headlamp lenses, say, you know, you need to get that cleaned up in here. This will fix it. And it's really not that expensive. It's under $20, isn't it?
Yeah, the kit's $17.95, and it'll do like six headlights. So it's a pretty good deal,
yeah,
really.
That's a great deal.
And,
that's nice.
Every time I say that, I want to remind people we've gone to putting two coats of clear on after they dry good, so it'll last a lot longer.
So follow the instructions.
It really makes a difference. Well, I don't know if it's in the instructions, but
remind about the temperature too, right now.
Oh yeah, 60 degrees. You don't want to get under that.
Yeah, got to do it in you if you got a heated garage or something. Or take it into Cecil and Sons or Tulsa Gas Tech. You guys both do the process for people.
Absolutely, although we still face the same temperature constraints. If it's much below 60, we're going to try to get you to reschedule because, you know, getting it to set up properly can be a problem.
Another one of the remaining 25% of most common reasons why vehicles break down after tires you blow up on you or your engine overheats is simply the engine cuts off and won't restart. Boy, I tell you, I have rarely had that happen, but be driving down the road and your engine just stops. That's something fairly serious, probably.
We're working on one of those now, and we haven't got it whipped yet. But here's every time I'm on 169 especially, I think about this. All these people are running, and they're bumper to bumper, and if one of them has that problem, it's going to be scary.
Yeah,
getting out of the way. It can happen. We don't see it a lot either. I don't know if Tom and Troy do, but we don't see a lot of deals where people are just driving down the road and they shut off, but we do see them.
Yeah, it happens, and it's usually fairly serious if it
sometimes
does.
Sometimes it'll be something that their light is warning them about, and they let it go.
Yeah, that's true. Another problem with vehicle breakdown is if you get locked out of your vehicle. That doesn't happen as much anymore with the fobs and what have you, but if you're I have done this where you just forget, you get out of your routine, something throws you off your routine, and you don't take your key out of the steering column, and then you go ahead and lock it, and you just usually it's just as the door clicks, you go, I left my keys in there.
You know what I do? I carry an extra key.
It is.
I carry an extra one.
Well, that's a good idea.
I've done that more than once.
That is a good idea. Put it in your wallet. Don't necessarily put it underneath your car. I guess you can do that, but...
Well,
people
then you got to remember where you put it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you need to keep a de-icer outside of your car, like on your front porch or something, because if everything is iced up, do not go in and take hot water and pour on that.
Oh, no.
Because, it's going to thaw it right then, but in 45 minutes later, it is compounded, and it's worse than you ever thought. Because all that water went into everything, and now it's frozen the gearing. It's froze deep into the lock. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, don't buy a magnet deal to hold your key in the car because these cars are mostly aluminum now.
If you're going to do the hot water trick, Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Put the hot water in a bag and then hold it against the lock.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a good deal.
If you can get a hair dryer out, a hair dryer is a great idea. Of course, you may not have one out somewhere, but if you do.
Well, the hot water on the windshield deal, that is
a
broken windshield.
Oh, yeah.
720 here on Wheels. Lloyd, I got a little Elvis for you for the holidays.
All right.
A blue Christmas without you.
721. Got a call for us. Want to call in? 918-460-KRMG, or you can text us at 95920. You're listening to Wheels on KRMG.
Decorate.
724 on this Christmas weekend.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing. Happy holiday to you.
And we're back here on Wheels of this Saturday morning. Hope you are driving carefully out there. We are now on Operation Slick Streets, and that's where Tulsa Police only responds to injury accidents. And boy, there are some injury accidents out there this morning, as a matter of fact. Some non-injuries as well. Northbound Highway 169, that one is an injury accident near I-44. And that's, once again, one of those overpasses. My experience coming in this morning, guys, was that you're driving along just fine, and then you hit one of those bridges or overpasses, and suddenly you start feeling your traction kind of going away. And it's best just to slow down and kind of watch for those things.
You bet. Coming in from the lake, the bridges and overpasses is where I saw every issue as far as any kind of glazing or anything. The roads all look wonderful. The ODOT has been out. And
yeah,
the Tulsa City's been out, and I just saw them as we pulled in the station, and all the roads look good except for the bridges and overpasses, and man, they're treacherous.
They'll catch you off guard a little bit. They're using this brine solution this year.
Salt water.
Yeah, salt water, which is basically the first time they've had an opportunity. We haven't had that much bad weather in the last 2 or 3 years, so we'll see how it works out. Looks like it's doing a pretty good job. They started applying it last night, so we'll see how it works here. Got some text messages at 95920 this morning. We were talking about having the proper paperwork with you as you transport things commercially, Tom. What about ranchers that are hauling cattle to or from sale barns? Are they subject to this e-log?
This e-log deal for people hauling cattle, there are some exemptions, and I don't know them off the top of my head, but I'm glad if you would call my office and talk to me. I will definitely look it up for you, and then I'll email you the exact wording that they're using. But there is something in there for cattle hauling, because they can't stop. Once you load, you got to go. You can't just take your break and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You got to go.
That is true. Another text message says, I lost my only key to my auto. Do I go to the dealer to get another one? It's one of those that has a chip in it.
Yeah, if it's got a chip, you actually need to go. But double check, because there are a surprising number of vehicles out there that the higher line models with higher option packages have the chips and the lower line models don't.
Same car.
Yeah. It just depends on the option package. I mean, we've had customers come in, you know, having spent, you know, well north of $100 for a replacement chip key, and then you get your scan tool and look, and there's no chip.
They didn't have to have that.
Right.
All right.
Well, if they go to the dealer, they need to bring proof of ownership for the vehicle, or they're just going to, you know, laugh at you.
Yeah. I mean, you need to bring title, something that proves you are the actual registered owner of the vehicle, or, yeah, and I can't blame them for that kind of security. They don't want to be complicit in a car theft.
Yeah. 728, we've got the latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center coming up next on KRMG.
Unfortunately, the snow will not stick around for Christmas this year. National Weather Service meteorologist Robert Darby has your early preview for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Continued cold conditions on Sunday into Christmas Day. Highs will be in the lower 40s and lows in the mid-20s Sunday morning, and then Christmas morning lows around 20. So fairly cold conditions.
And we'll have the complete forecast for you in a couple of minutes. Oklahoma Department of Transportation says there are no weather-related road closures, but there are some hazardous road conditions.
On the bridges and overpasses, they are very slick and hazardous right now with the temperatures below freezing. And we have about 25 crews out right now in the Tulsa area putting down sand and salt on the bridges and overpasses. Be sure and stay at least 150 feet or more behind sand and salt trucks, and so crews can complete road clearing before you approach bridges and overpasses.
That's ODOT's Madeline Miller. You have a chance next week to win two tickets to see the Oklahoma City Thunder, and all you have to do is give blood.
The team is asking Tulsans to visit the Oklahoma Blood Institute Donor Center near 81st and Yale and make a donation. That gets you a free Thunder shirt and a chance to win lower level tickets to a Thunder game, including a hotel stay that night. The event runs from 10 until 6 on Wednesday.
Fox 23 and KRMG's Tiffany Alanese. IMSA crews stayed busy last night. As of 4 this morning, they had responded to 44 weather-related motor vehicle crashes. IMSA says they respond to around 12 motor vehicle collisions over a typical 24-hour period. Drivers should take it slow on the roads, especially on bridges and overpasses. What to watch on TV this holiday weekend?
Beginning at 8 a.m. Eastern on AMC with Miracle on 34th Street. Like Christmas with Bing Crosby at 10:15.
I know absolutely everything, Frank. I'm the ghost.
At 8 in the evening, Bill Murray's, followed by A Christmas Carol at 10. And of course, A Christmas Story begins airing Sunday at 8 p.m. Then every 2 hours for 24 hours on TBS and TNT. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG has Tulsa's most accurate and dependable five-day forecast. Sunny today, high 39. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 26. Mostly sunny tomorrow with an afternoon high of 38. Overnight low tomorrow night should be around 21. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 42. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 38. At 7:33, it is clear and 29 degrees. With team coverage of the news on the hour, half hour, and when it breaks, I'm Bert Williams on News 102.3 KRMG.
Drive carefully if you're out there hitting that holiday road for the Christmas holiday weekend. You're listening to Wheels on KRMG. Hey, if you want to get information about CNG, compressed natural gas, customer information, station information, rather, and price changes or any problems with the Blue Energy fuel stations, all you have to do is text CNG to 313131. You might win a free tank full of CNG, or you might need one of those, get one of those beanies that are so coveted now.
Those beanies are famous.
And they are warm, too.
They are warm, yep. But we still give fuel away, so stop by, and if we give you a call, come get it. We have people sometimes forget to come by.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How could they do
that? We have to call them twice.
And more information about compressed natural gas, also about Cecil & Son discount tires, and about Lloyd's PC41 Plus headlamp restoration kit, all on our Wheels page. Go to krmg.com, click on the Wheels banner. I was just looking on our affiliate on Fox 23. They were showing an accident. There's a number of accidents out there this morning, so drive very carefully. One is near on the BA near Garnett, and it was actually a police car that slid off the BA. It was in the side ditch there, so be very careful. It can be crazy out there. Let's see. We were talking about some of the things to help you travel here on this holiday. And one of the things is, of course, having your tires in good condition, as we talked about. But make sure you drive around with a jack and a tire changing tools that actually work on your vehicle and its wheels. So make sure everything fits. And kind of, it's a good idea to get stuff out and kind of know how to use it ahead of time instead of trying to figure out how to do it if you happen to be out on a dirty, on a cold road in the dark or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough enough being out in the dark and, you know, typically wet, cold, bad conditions. Very rarely do you have really pleasant conditions, you know, to change a flat tire. And then digging through your owner's manual as cars whiz by you at 70, 75 miles an hour, trying to figure out, now, where is that? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is a good thing when you buy the vehicle to take a pretty spring or fall afternoon and just familiarize yourself with where all that stuff is, you know, especially your wheel lock. If you've got locking-type lug nuts, you need to know where that is. Otherwise, you've got to wait for however long it takes a rollback wrecker to come get you.
And some of the new, if you got, like, custom wheels or something, the lug nuts may not be the same size.
Very often they're not. A lot of the new custom wheels take what are referred to as tuner or small diameter head lug nuts to fit down in the wheel because of the styling. And your factory lug wrench almost never fits those. So, you know, make sure when you're buying that set of tires and wheels that if it doesn't come with a tool, that you pick up a tool so that you are ready to change one should you have to. I can't even imagine how many people over the years have come in, especially buying used cars, and, you know, I don't have a wheel lock, I don't have the tuner socket, I don't have a way to get these off. And sometimes it's a fairly easy fix, and sometimes it's not. But it's certainly not something you want to be trying to figure out late at night in the dark on the side of the road.
That's for sure. You know, a lot of people, myself included, don't want to change the tire because you don't want to get dirty or wet, you know, especially in this kind of weather. And maybe a good idea to take an old beach towel or an old piece of plastic or something you could put down so that when you're down on the ground working with your tire and your jack and everything, you don't get as messed up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's great. Or throw an old jacket, you know, in the car, especially this time of year. You know, an old winter coat certainly serves double purpose. You know, buy some of the nitrile or latex gloves. You can buy a package of half a dozen for $5 or less at most of the parts stores. It takes up no room to speak of in your glove box. And then if you do have to check your oil or change a tire or do something, you can put those on and at least your hands aren't dirty.
7:42, you're listening to Wheels on this Saturday morning on this holiday weekend. We were just talking a couple of weeks ago about what a great job Honda had been doing to actually go out into the community and knock on doors and say, can we change your Takata airbag out? And they sometimes do it right on the spot and trying to get these changed out so the dangerous ones are out of service. But now we have another faulty Takata airbag inflator killed someone. This time it was in Boston or Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So this is about a month after a report on Takata shows that they've only replaced about 43% of the faulty parts, even though recalls have been underway for more than 15 years.
Yeah, and that one's particularly tragic. If you live in a high heat, high humidity area, you really, really need to not be putting that off because those are the conditions that make it that that's going to fail. But, you know, this is tragic. That's number 20 confirmed deaths in the United States. And the 2004 Civic in which the airbag failed actually had a salvaged bag out of a 2002 Civic. So at some point the car had been in a wreck. The choice been made to put a used airbag in it. And, you know, in Honda's defense, they have records of the recall being sent to both car owners, the owner of the 2002 that apparently was wrecked and totaled, and the owner of the 2004 that was in the wreck and the airbag exploded with too much force and the shrapnel killed the driver. So, yeah, I mean, if you've gotten that warning from your car manufacturer, man, don't put it off. Stay on the phone, call dealer, put it on your reminder to do it once a week. Get that thing changed. It's not, you know, if we were farther north, maybe you're right playing the odds. But, you know, Oklahoma's known as a high heat, high humidity environment as well.
Yeah, good deal.
And, well, there's what I think of, I've had people call me and I've talked with them. Some people, for some reason, they're almost hesitant to take them in. And I don't know why, because when they do, it's a priority and it's fast.
Yeah.
But I know customers, I've got them, that just haven't done it.
Yeah. The goal was, I think, to have 100% of it done by December 31st. So they're less than halfway there after all these years. It's amazing.
Yeah. A lot of people are afraid of the dealer when they take the car in there that they're going to try to upsell them into a bunch of stuff. You always have the option to say, no, I'm here for the airbag.
And I don't need all this other stuff.
I don't need a motor.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen too. But you own the car. That's it.
You have the option to say no, just put the airbag in and I'll be drink some free coffee and go.
So if you think you might have or just have a question about whether your car is under the recall, just go to,
www.safercar.gov.
Safercar.gov.
Put in the VIN number. It will list all of the recalls, which DOT and NHTSA are working currently on your vehicle.
Yeah. All right, speaking of Honda, they're bringing back an old model name for a new vehicle, Insight. Remember the Honda Insight? That's what it's called, their new five-passenger gas-electric hybrid compact sedan. They're going to be unveiling this at the Detroit Auto Show next month. So.
Oh, is that the one that they perfected ugly?
It is. Probably is.
Yeah, it is. I think it is.
Also, shipping giant UPS announced the largest ever order for the all-electric Tesla semi-truck. Pre-ordering 125 of these vehicles. Now, PepsiCo has pre-ordered 100 of them last week, and Anheuser-Busch and Walmart. And some of the grocery store chains are ordering these. These are the electric fleets from Tesla. So they're...
Wow.
Well, you know, the UPS is probably the ideal fleet for something like that because they know where that truck's going to drive its whole life. They know it's going to go from Tulsa to Oklahoma City or Oklahoma City to Dallas. You know, it's going to drive a route its whole life.
And I'm thinking a big truck like that, you can have a much larger power supply stored in the van itself, in the truck.
Yeah, they still got weight limitations, and So they still got to deal with what the batteries weigh versus everything in their payload. So that's all still yet to be shaken out.
Is that a semi?
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be impressive. Truck.
Yeah, but, I mean, you stop to think diesel's what, 6 pounds a gallon approximately?
Yeah.
And if you've got 200-gallon diesel tanks, which is relatively small for a truck that size, you've got some weight capacity there for some batteries.
Right.
But the power on a motor.
Yeah, I mean, they make maximum torque at zero RPM, so moving a heavy load.
That's going to be interesting.
It will be interesting.
Locomotives, they're diesel electric, diesel generators running electric motors.
All right, Lloyd, I mentioned a while ago reasons, you know, if your car just stops. You know what the most common reason for a vehicle just stopping, the engine just quitting?
I would guess out of gas.
Out of gas. Just put some gas in it. That's an easy fix there.
I did that yesterday. I let mine get real low, and it was getting cold, so I made it a point. But it's easy to do.
And I've read where you should fill your gas up at a quarter tank. Don't let it get so low, not only for condensation, but once again, the fuel pump itself is cooled by the fuel in the tank.
Yeah, all three of us tell our customers that all the time, a quarter tank. And that's how tell my wife and daughters muster their chagrin. A quarter tank is empty. Go buy gas.
Yeah, the rest is just spare, just in case you get in
trouble. Fuel pumps are like batteries too, Denver. If they warn you and you know that's what it is, get it replaced.
Yeah. 747 here on Wheels. You got a text question for us. 95920 is the question. And one of the is the number to give us the question. We'll answer it on the air for you, that is. Another little stocking stuffer, a digital tire gauge. I've got one of those, and that is fantastic. I've just thought I wish we had had these years and years ago, but that is such a neat little thing to have. Makes it really easy to check the tire pressure on your
cars. I mean, you can buy a good quality one for $10 to $15, and they're accurate to plus or minus half a pound of pressure. They're just so much handier. I'm a belt and suspenders guy. I get a mechanical gauge, too, because batteries run down.
Yeah.
But regardless whether you go electronic or mechanical, keep a gauge in your car. If a tire looks low, check it, because if it looks low, it probably is.
That's right, it is. 7:48, it is Saturday morning. Happy holidays to you. You are listening to Wheels on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingle.
Tulsa Gas Technology offers fleet maintenance. That is your complete routine maintenance for any type of fleet vehicle. Full line of synthetic products that helps keep your engine running a whole bunch longer. They got that SynPro oil, and call Tulsa Gas Tech to get more information about that. And by the way, your part of your fleet maintenance is dealing with all that paperwork that commercial vehicles have to handle. You'll help them with that, won't you, Tom?
You betcha. It's required by law that you keep vehicle maintenance records, and we have a guy that will come to your place and help you get your record started. It's a compliance service that we have now.
All right, very good. Get a hold of Tom at Tulsa Gas Technology for more information. Let's get a caller on the line here at 918-460-KRMG. Tim is with us. Tim, you got an 06 Avalon, huh? Tim? Turn your radio down, Tim. Okay, well. Avalon.
Not necessarily the coils. The plugs can affect your mileage. There's usually, if the plugs affect it, and they've been changed, I'm assuming. You said they were.
Half of them.
Oh, just half of them. Yeah,
why
you need
you
to change them
just
all.
Just half of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Should I have at the time changed them all?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was trying to save money and they changed half. So now the engine's still running okay. I have no problems with that. But should I go ahead and just change them all now?
Go ahead and change them, because it will affect your mileage. The motor will run fine. They put out such tremendous voltage on these systems that you can have a plug that's almost totally gone, and it'll still fire the cylinder.
Right.
Yeah, but you just lose efficiency. Yeah. You lose performance. You lose economy. And, you know, if you let it go long enough, you can start doing downstream damage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you have spark plugs are designed to run a certain time frame and then be replaced. If you replace them on schedule, generally you don't have coil problems. Coils are built by humans. They can fail. But the number one killer of coils is people running spark plugs way past their design limits, because as that gap erodes, and it will do so on every spark plug made, the coils happen to generate increasing amounts of voltage to bridge that gap. You're increasing the load on it as the spark plugs wear. When you wear past design tolerances, you're increasing the load past design tolerances, and that's the number one killer of coils. Spark plugs aren't cheap, but they're a lot cheaper than coils.
Just so you'll understand, too, the plugs, when they wear, they will change the burn pattern, and that's what will affect your mileage.
Right.
Now, does it, you, that, so I don't necessarily have to replace the coils, or should I replace the coils when I change?
Not unless they're bad. Now, there are some cars that we saw a pattern on them a few years ago that if they started going out just one after the other, we just replaced the whole set and we're done with it.
Right.
Ford, yeah, I mean, there were like the Ford F-150s that were having pattern failure. You just have one fail, and then a couple months later, you may have one or two more fail. You know, when you're, if you're seeing a pattern of failures, then, you know, yeah, sometimes it's best just to bite the bullet, especially if, you know, it's a work vehicle and you need to keep it in service to get preventative on it.
All right.
But on a passenger car, you're probably okay if you haven't damaged them by running the plugs too long.
Tim, thanks for your call. Happy Christmas to you. It is 7:56. Well, guys, here we are heading into the Christmas weekend, and it's just a fun time out there. A lot of people slipping and sliding. Lloyd, got any tips for how to handle the ice?
You know, I thought about
ice?
That when you said sliding. The reason we harp at everybody about slowing down when there's ice, if you hit a spot of ice, there is nothing you can do. I don't care how good a driver you are. And, I mean, you hit snow, you can turn into the skid. You can slow it down and do other things. But just slow down.
Yeah.
Because once you hit ice, you've lost the car. You're not going to bring it back.
Yep, that is true. Yep. Hey, one thing you do need, especially this time of the year, with the shortest day of the year was just the other day, and you need all the headlamp power can get. PC 41 Plus is the kit, as I said. It'd be a good stocking stuffer, and it will clean those headlamps.
It will.
It'll work real, real good. There's a lot of products out there, but this one really, really works.
Well, even if you don't drive at night, your car will look better.
That's right. So, you'll look nicer. And get more information about that on our Wheels page as well, or just call Lloyd. Tulsa Gas Technology, Tom Sewell. Have a great year, and we're getting ready for another new year. And Tulsa compressed natural gas is going to be one of the dominant fuel factors for the coming year, I'm sure. And, of course, you can keep the fuel prices consistent, too.
We sure can. I mean, it's such a great deal. And, you know, I got to say, doesn't that song make you feel good?
Absolutely.
Just kind of happy. Happy.
I love this song.
I just want to dance, do a little happy feed dance, don't you?
I know.
Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires. If people think they may have some problems with their tires or just have questions, they need to come in and just say, hey, take a look at this. What do I need here?
Absolutely. You're welcome to come by anytime. We're open 7:30 to 5:30 weekdays, 7:30 to 3 on Saturdays. We will be closed Monday for, of course, Christmas, but open regular hours thereafter. So, you know, again, if you have a question, come see us, come call us.
All right. Guys, have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
The news is next on KRMG.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With a Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.